So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Let's check in with the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg. So I guess the reaction to the Fed on Wall Street is the economy is going into a recession. Is that it, Dave?
Well, it depends who you ask. Some are saying that the recession is here. Some are saying it's pending. Some are saying it's for sure. And then you got some saying, oh, we're going to be a soft landing. So you ask 10 people, you get 20 different answers. But bottom line, Bob, is that everything that our listeners are borrowing is costing more money today than it did in January. Car loans, if you got home equity line of credits, that's up. So credit card bills, so it's costing everybody more money to survive today.
Probably another down day on the market with stocks, right?
Yeah, I was listening to CNBC. Sorry, I wasn't listening to your show on the way in, but that's how I get my financial news. When they go to commercial, I flip over.
Sure you do.
they had a bunch of experts on, a bunch of economists stating that you're going now into growth and earnings growth and all that stuff. So the stock market looks like it's going to take it on the chin for the next couple of months, if not the all next year, because now you're going to be looking at, have companies posted their correct earnings and are they making the right money as consumers stop spending or tightening their spending or reducing their spending? There's less money that's going into the economy, less money going to these companies. So now that's the other side. But the positive side that everybody's saying is that the Fed doing what they're doing, and the Bank of England, he came out this morning and also raised rates, but not as much as they had in the past. So they think that the inflation is getting under control, which is a good sign for the overall economy. God knows when it's going to be corrected fully, but it's slowing down.
Mortgage rates are up. More folks looking into reverse mortgages. You see those commercials on TV all the time. It seems too good to be true, is it?
No, it's not too good to be true. They're phenomenal. They are amazing loan products. That it's one of the most misunderstood loan products on the market. I tried to get my folks into one when my mom was alive and they owned a home. They're phenomenal products. There's nothing to be afraid of. The challenge that we have with our listeners, which we're getting more inquiries than ever, than we ever have, is that they get the packet and then they sit on it for 5 months. And then the challenge is that as the rates have gone up, the access to the liquidity in their house has gone down. So if you're going to request a packet of information, we'll be more than happy to send it to you. We have a frequently asked question packet free of charge that we'll send to anybody that'll answer every single one of your questions. But waiting in this market is not helpful, especially for experienced homeowners.
And you've got some new programs to help people who are selling homes or buying homes quickly. What's that all about?
Real quick, we set up a new page on our website for realtors to help them market the homes that they're selling. So if you're a realtor out there and like to have your listing up on our website, just give me a call and send me the address. We'll get you up there. And also, for anybody looking to buy a home or sell their existing home, we're rolling out the affinity program that we rolled out to corporations, to every listener through the month of March. We've teamed up with realtors that will discount the listing price by up to 1 percentage point, discount they'll offer a 1% credit and a closing cost credit when you buy a home with them. We have attorney that's part of the program that'll discount the title when you sell a home and discount his fee when you buy a home. And we'll cover all the origination costs and up to $500 for an appraisal. So we just helped a lady, a police officer in Buffalo Grove, sell her home and buy a new home, and she saved close to her and her fiance saved close to $9,000. So if our listeners want to save some money and get in a position to buy or sell a home next year, love to hook them up with this program, save them thousands of dollars, give them great service, secure them a low rate, and work with them and get them prepared for 23.
And again, I point out, Hochberg knows what he's talking about. You can tell by the way he pronounces realtor.
Realtor.
And Saturday morning after Lou Manfredini, David's on the radio here. There's always a chance he'll switch to a decaf. And
that's no fun.
Don't be frightened. He's a good guy. What's the highlight coming up this weekend, Dave?
We have Ray Kaplan. A lot of stuff going on with bankruptcy and student loans available. So she's going to be on. We've got Roy Spencer Permacio, Rich Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services, and one more individual that I apologize that I am completely blank as you.
Well, that's what happens at this hour.
All right. As we get older at this hour,
you can be young and at this hour.
I know exactly what it is. I just can't put a face
not to worry.
Into it.
But I'll listen when I switch over from CNBC.
Saturday, 10 until 1. Well played.
Steve's got the news next at 9 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.